We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam in the Morning podcast, brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Centers, where I get my Wild Country tires. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
It says here to take two for results in 8 hours. That means we should take eight for results in two. Yep.
With Dusty Hera.
Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
No.
And Cam Cleland.
Calm down, Greg. It's soccer.
Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080.
People don't forget.
The Fan.
All right, hour number three, Dusty, Herrick, Cam Cleland with you. Yeah, we've got some good ones that are coming in. I mean, my goodness. How did we forget, like, being in your 20s, living in Joey and Chandler's apartment across the hall from Rachel and Monica on Friends? That's a great one.
At some point, though, you'd have to be living with a chick and a duck.
That's cool. Yeah. I'd do it. Hey. Dinner. Never said for how long, Buck.
I wonder if here in Portland we have a real Friends, like a real life Friends deal going on. Like if you see, there's been people that tried to recreate that.
Oh, I'd imagine so.
Yeah.
You like mean a just like brother that has a way too creepy relationship with his sister and they sit on each other's laps? That kind of deal? You notice that in Friends? Monica sits on Ross's
don't
lap.
Don't let your
a
hatred
lot.
For Ross hijack this discussion.
Ross is a jerk and a bad friend.
Do that. Not weird.
Oh, really? How often does your sister sit on your lap?
Well, let's see. Ray Lewis said he still kisses all his kids on the mouth.
Okay. Does he kiss his sister on the mouth?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's did Ross kiss Monica on the mouth?
Yes.
When?
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and do this.
Let's stop this now. I was just asking
you
a question.
You know, I have my hatred Ross is deep.
If you had the opportunity in your 20s to be able to recreate the Friends atmosphere, wouldn't you do it?
Oh, yes. Yes.
It would be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Hang out at the coffee house, sing Smelly Cat.
Do you remember the episode of Friends where Ross's first kiss, or Monica's first kiss, was Ross?
Yeah. Tom, I suppose so.
Gross.
Sports.
All right. You want to move on from that one by pulling the ripcord on that, and the log cabin from Coach.
Ooh, log cabin
that's
from Coach.
That's a great one.
That's one of your favorite shows.
He also had a treehouse.
Yeah, he did.
It was a horse lookout.
Now we're going to different, treehouses.
Well, Swiss Family Robinson came up.
Swiss.
Let's go. Oh, it's all good. All right, sports. Let's sport this thing. We talked about in our textual relations, Jalen Ramsey rips almost every quarterback in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He left a few out, including Alex Smith and
24.
Cam Newton. 24 of 32. Well,
approximately.
Because he double dipped on a couple of teams. Because he did Joe Flacco and Lamar Jackson, stuff like that. Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. So he hit probably 20 of the 32 NFL teams and gave an honest assessment in his mind of what he thought of each quarterback. You asked a good question in that, does the NFL like this? Like, if you're Roger Goodell and you're sitting back and you're thinking about how you feel about this, and Jalen Ramsey comes out and he bashes some of the 32 starters that you have in the league, calls guys overrated. Do you think that he has any sort of negative stance on this from Jalen Ramsey, or is he eating it up?
You know, I asked that question because I wanted to know from fans. It makes things more interesting. Now, Pro Football Talk just came out with their ESPN analysis on the decline of ESPN and Monday Night Football and some of the things. And the number one show is actually Sunday Night Football on NBC. Mm-hmm. Sunday Night Football, the biggest show of all the shows in the NFL. And I would probably safe to say it will be the biggest show again this year. So is news all news, good news with Gary? You know what I mean? Because the NFL looks at this and says, we don't need distractions of garbage distractions, which are guys having problems off the field, drugs, issues that are negatively impacted. this is a competitive stance. This is one of those where all of them are twiddling their fingers going, please, Jalen, where's the good stuff? Where's the stuff that we can talk about that causes back and forth controversy but makes it fun controversy, banter? The NFL needs more fun banter. That's what this is. There are dudes out there and people that love the football are hating this, are just irate that this guy could be cocky and he hadn't done anything. They win a couple playoff games. They almost make a Super Bowl. And now this is the team you're going to have?
Well, and you're saying Jacksonville better watch themselves this
Jacksonville
year.
Jacksonville is, you want to talk about overrated? Pump the brakes on Jacksonville. Because last year, they got a lot of kisses in their schedule. They didn't face Andrew Luck. They're going to face him twice. They didn't face Deshaun Watson. They're going to face him twice.
One of the times.
They lost on the road. On the road. Tennessee, they got Marcus Mariota. They lost him. I mean, come on. Some of these games that that Jacksonville won, and then they lost to San Francisco, too. Okay, so hold back a little bit. It's just a little bit too much now for, say, Jacksonville as a crown to make it all the way to the Super Bowl.
Well, he did say last year before the season, everybody laughed at him, that they would be a Super Bowl team, and they were a couple plays away from it, you know? AFC Championship game, mm-hmm. Made it all the way there.
Give him credit. I do, but hold on. They're not going 14-2 here. Yeah.
A couple of the guys that he called out have responded to the criticisms of Jalen Ramsey, including the quarterback of the New York Giants, who is Odell Beckham makes him, was his critique of Eli Manning. And it was the most Eli Manning response ever.
Who?
Who?
Like he didn't know who it was.
Well, he knows who Jalen Ramsey is.
And the guy who is the target of the first, when this whole thing came out, you and I, we just saw reports because we didn't have time to read the GQ article because it was released at like 8 o'clock our time. Pacific, this GQ article went public. Well, and then the first excerpt was about how he called Josh Allen trash and said, I don't understand what they were thinking with that pick. The dude never beat anybody. He was terrible against big schools when he was at Wyoming, and he never won a big game. Well, Josh Ramsey was asked about it, and it was the first time he'd even heard about it once he got off the practice field yesterday.
First I've heard of it, so I don't, and he's not on my team. He's not my teammate. It don't bother me.
How do you deal with that type of stuff? Outside criticism and different players saying different things. You seem to
I don't care. It doesn't bother me one bit. I care about my teammates, what my teammates think of me. When I step on the field, ultimately I'm trying to win football games and trying to be the best quarterback for this team as possible.
You know what's different about this time and this era now is that what Josh Allen just said, he cares. Now, come on. You care. You listen. You could tell the tone of his voice. I can hear it where he goes, I don't care. It's the same reason that Baker Mayfield wasn't listening to Colin Cowherd and all the naysayers on him. It's like, I don't really care. You do. It's human nature to care. It's okay to admit it. Now, if it bothers you and it gives you motivation, I'm good with that. But there was never this kind of angst in the league. I've been out since 06, but there was never the kind of comments back and forth to guys publicly that there are now. There has never been more of an outside voice for these players. You would talk a lot of crap on the field and it would stay on the field. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could have a 4-hour podcast of just quotes and lines coming from guys that was just, it was ruthless, ruthless.
Okay. Why
but
is
they
it
never
so
took
much,
it public?
Why is it so different now then?
Because of now it's interesting for everybody to know. You want to know how the sausage is made? As a fan, do you want to know what it's like to be in the locker room? Do you want to know when Antonio Brown runs his Facebook feed in the locker room post-celebration and is walking around? You know how much crap he took for that? And Ben Roethlisberger, dude, is there a gap where we have a little bit of a break between reality and the fans' perspective? Can we have a gap there? Just occasionally.
I think that's exactly why the NFL loves it, though, is because they've been trying to open up the door so much.
You're right.
That this is why the NFL likes this, because one, it's the interesting market. It's the entertainment aspect of the game. I also think that a lot of these players have also saw it was successful for guys like Dion and Michael Irvin and those outspoken guys of the earlier generation to get themselves and make themselves on a platform. You know, Chad Ochocinco and Terrell Owens and Randy Moss.
But there are still coaches.
They said all these things.
But there are still coaches in the league right now. There was, and that includes Tom Coughlin, who's not a coach, but he's the general manager and president of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And you see, they're fighting it. The old guys are fighting. There's still a fight. Bill Belichick's not going to let you in. And he got frustrated. And then Tom Brady comes out this week on WEEI and says, we're in lockstep. We think together. Yeah. We respect each other. It's a great working relationship. But you're never going to get anything more than that.
Yeah.
And Tom Coughlin, I guarantee you right now, he is flaming hot at this.
Yeah, he's an old school, old curmudgeon, though.
Yeah. You know? Do you like teams that let you in? That's the question.
I do. Well, I like players that do. I like players that do.
And we see Hard Knocks teams now. Yeah. Do you also like the fact that these Hard Knocks teams are usually the crappy teams? And then when the good teams aren't going to let you in. Seahawks aren't going to let you in.
No.
Patriots aren't going to let you in.
Because they don't have to.
Right.
That's why interesting works in the NFL is because Roger Goodell likes this because it's a team that has not been interesting and it has made them interesting and relevant. Mm. The Cleveland Browns need to be interesting somehow, some way. So you give them a behind the scenes look. The Rams needed that, and they needed that when they were moving to LA. They got it.
Yeah. The NFL's doing everything they can to become still and stay worldwide relevant because they have to have news in the cycle that makes them look like the ultimate gladiator sport.
Okay.
Has to.
There's one thing that you said about Josh Allen's response that I want to ask you about it bothering him. Taking it personally is something that we discussed earlier, but Josh Allen's response, you highlighted something very unique. We'll discuss it next, 8:14 on The Fan. Okay, we were talking about Josh Allen. Jalen Ramsey's kind of his attack on every quarterback in the league. He did give props to a couple guys. But Josh Allen's response, you said, oh, yeah, you definitely do take it personally.
Yeah.
And he does care about what he says. Is it because I believe it is possible to not care what Jalen Ramsey thinks, but still take it personally? You know,
yeah.
Like I believe Josh Allen is like, I don't care what Jalen Ramsey thinks, but you can still take that criticism of being trash personally. You know, like I think that. But you can kind of have it both ways in that regard,
yeah.
To where you sit there and use that as a motivating factor, but you don't give a rip about what Jalen Ramsey says.
And you don't. Here's a personal experience example of what it was like. Okay, so I was a young, goofy, personal taker in my career, and I had a little bit of that. So when the Saints didn't want to resign me and I left, and then I ended up going to the Rams, I got interviewed in a game. Now, can you imagine this interview, how it goes into this year's news cycle compared to what it was then? We were playing the Saints. I came out and said, I hope we beat the tar out of the New Orleans Saints. That was quoted. And I said, if I get close, you can look this article up. It is right there. I said, if I get close to the sideline, I might take out Jim Haslett. Can you imagine?
Classy.
So classy
of you.
I know that. But the immaturity and the what it is when you're in your 20s and you have a little bit of bitterness, and that's the difference of a football player. Yeah. Same thing like Jalen Ramsey. I said the same stuff. Can you imagine if that was said in today's news cycle by a player?
That you're going to go take out one of the coaches on the sideline?
Not only would it be massive headline, it would be across the NFL in sweeps and moments, and it would turn out it'd be on every talk show, every news. But that's the difference of how we embrace it. Did I take it personal that Jim Haslett was an absolute D-bag? You know, that's who he was. He's known for his stomping on Terry Bradshaw's head without a helmet on.
Oh.
That's Jim. Those who don't remember, he was a Bills classy linebacker. Guy. Yeah, he's a classy. I got stories about Jim Haslett all day long. Huh. Can't tell him on radio. This is maybe it's a podcast. I don't know. This is what it's like to be in the league now. These guys do listen. They care. There's banter back and forth. You mean to tell me that when Vontaze Burfict opened up his mouth and then suddenly a couple Steelers take it personal, next thing you know, you see shots coming in and out? Guys take it personal.
Yeah. Yeah, but you still don't have to care what the guy says.
Here's another example. Cam Newton went up to who?
He's gone up to a lot of... Oh!
Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah, Kelvin Benjamin.
I was like,
he's gone up to a lot of people recently, but Kelvin Benjamin most recently.
What did Kelvin Benjamin say in the news?
That he wasn't a good quarterback. He wasn't accurate.
And do you think Cam Newton said... What did Cam Newton say when he first was asked about it? He said, oh, dude, I mean, he brushed it off.
Yeah.
If he didn't take it personal, why did he go up to him and shoo off everybody around him and Thomas Davis and say, get away from me while I'm trying to shake hands?
And then follow him around like a little puppy dog.
Follow him around and then give him, whatever. Because you know it, you do take it. When one of your dudes, we're all brothers. No matter how you look at it, we're all brothers in the league. And one of your brothers stabs you in the back, man, you're going to take it personal.
Yep. And there was, I thought the most glowing review was Matt Stafford. He's straight. He's straight. Hey, that's a glowing review in this thing because Stafford gets bashed, but he's like, nah, he's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. And then Carson Wentz, Deshaun Watson, future MVPs. Does this also tell us where Jalen Ramsey won't be playing once he hits free agency?
See, if this were the NBA, we'd be saying, oh, does he want to go to this team next? Is that what he wants to do?
Buck, I have a question for you. With that comment by Mr. Hera, did you, in your right mind, ever think Richard Sherman would strap on and look, and you'd see across from him a 49ers uniform? In your right mind at the time when you knew it was happening, did you ever say, there's no way I would accept the fact that Richard Sherman is a part of this organization?
Oh, I still haven't accepted the fact.
Bingo. And that's what tells you Jalen Ramsey would turn and go right up there to the Bills. If they offered him $40 million in one year, he'd be right there tomorrow.
See, I think with Richard Sherman, though, the guy he hated is gone. Well, the two guys he hated from there are gone.
Yeah, but the fans aren't gone.
Yeah, I know.
People don't forget.
People don't forget.
Buck doesn't forget.
It's soccer.
He doesn't forget.
I know. That's a great point, though. And in the NBA, when you said, imagine this in the NBA, I can't imagine in the NBA because this happens all the time.
Every interview anybody does, it's like, oh, someone says they like a player or they like a city and like, oh, that's where they're going next.
That's where they're going.
The whole CJ McCollum thing. Like the ring chasing, I never do that. I never go to a place that already has championships and play on that. I'm wired differently.
I would accept a dude to come here to get me.
But you know what? If Kevin Durant or Klay Thompson, Draymond Green or Steph Curry were like, hey, I want to come up to Portland, I'd be like, yeah, come on, let's go.
If Kawhi Leonard suddenly likes the rain,
yeah, he's gonna go.
Are you gonna call him what? Garbage.
You're not gonna call him. But disgusting. It won't be disgusting.
That's a really harsh word, CJ.
Yeah.
Disgusting. That's like the way you feel about what's a food that you despise?
I feel cats are disgusting.
Cats.
I feel cats are disgusting. Pickles are disgusting. I didn't know you eat.
No, they're not. Are you kidding me?
I've told you this story before.
A nice, crisp,
they're disgusting.
Garlic flavored pickle is fantabulous.
No, it goes back to my rookie show where we had to eat the whole
another
jar.
Another Camism, by the way.
We had to eat the whole jar of pickles and drink the juice in 2 minutes.
Oh, I can do that in a heartbeat.
Ruined pickles for me.
Really?
Puked up relish.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's a you problem.
Well, duh.
Garlic,
that's why I hate
spicy
them.
Pickles.
Gross.
Oh.
Gross.
The habanero pepper.
The smell of pickles will make me feel like I need to vomit. Just.
You know what? You just went down a step with me. You went down a step. I know you're really worried about that. But
oh gosh,
pickle
where do I
hater,
go from
really?
Here? Yeah, pickles are gross, dude.
Man,
pickles are gross. Yeah, in the NBA, LeBron and Lance Stevenson are teammates now. As this texture points out,
exactly. Lance Stevens is blowing in his ear, hating on him in the first round last year. Now all of a sudden they're bros because we're all for the common goal.
Well, just wait till Lance misses a free throw late in a game and LeBron throws him under the bus and he isn't in his buddy picture in the locker room after the game like Kevin Love.
J.R. Smith's him.
No, goes, Kevin
what
Love.
Do you think? There's a timeout.
Get gone. Get gone. All right.
Richard Sherman, Buck, just tell yourself, Richard Sherman, NFC Championship game, gets an interception,
sends you
to the Super Bowl. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm going
to
celebrate. It's the kind of thing that I'm still against him until it's like, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
Typical.
Wait till you buy your 25.
That's how fanhood goes,
typical.
Right?
You're going to buy your 25 Scarlet jersey.
And you know what? As soon as Draymond Green ends up on another team, I'm going to hate him too.
Yeah. Well, Bay Area fan is probably the best at this. Which
the
is
best at it.
You will sit there because Kevin Durant, they just ripped Kevin Durant after they blew that lead in the Western Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in, love you, bro. Love you. Richard Sherman, gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, just Kevin Durant is like the Bay Area's fourth favorite Warrior. Everyone likes Steph, Clay, and Draymond more.
Yeah, because he's, no one believes it's Kevin Durant. He's just,
until
he's
Clay and Draymond leave because they can't afford them. And
we
then
love you.
He moves up the ladder and becomes number two.
Yeah, he'll become a new favorite.
Buck looks very uncomfortable talking about
this. He is very uncomfortable about this. Accepts it with open arms.
I'm over here looking at my hands just counting rings. Well, I don't have any.
The looming demise of his favorite team and him knowing it, it's making him antsy.
Oh, I grew up with them being terrible. We are in the heyday right now.
Buck just weeded up more than anybody.
He went as far as to say, I'm looking at my hands and counting rings.
Good for radio here. Yeah. He stuck up his hands and he looked at his fingernails with the palms away from him and showed rings.
Yeah.
Guess what? Of which
there are none.
There's no rings on your hand.
And he looked at both of them. You can put that other one behind your back. Still only got one hand there, bud.
Still. Oh, he's adding in Warriors.
Giants and Warriors.
Giants, 49ers. Oh. Hold them up.
All right.
Sorry, not sorry.
No, you're not sorry. And don't apologize for it, because every fan base would want to be in your spot. Mm. You know? Blazer fan will become insufferable once they win a title, and we'll all embrace it.
We're trying, Jennifer.
I'm trying, Jennifer. All right. We got a studio coming in guest, John Bladholm, Black and Gold Fishing Derby, which Stan Brock's event, which we were out at last year, is an awesome event. It's coming up. It's right around the corner. We'll talk to him about that and the good things that they're doing. Right now is Buck with SportsCenter. All right, 8:34 on your Thursday morning. Dusty Hara, Cam Cleland. We're joined in studio by John Bladholm, who, a good friend of the show, because he helps us out, and he does, you're everywhere, man. You are everywhere.
Jack of all trades.
Just, I don't do anything really good. Just average at everything. That's what I strive for.
You roped us in last year to the Black and Gold Fishing Derby, Stan Brock's big event that he does and he's been putting on for years. And we went into it and you guys are saying, this is going to be awesome. And when we came out, we were not disappointed. It was one of the cooler events I have ever been to in my life. From the night before when you guys had the crawfish broil and they had a helicopter land on a piece of property that we shall not name.
We won't name. We don't know whose it is.
But it's coming back.
Is there
I like how you start off with... What's that?
Same spot?
Probably a little closer.
A little closer, okay.
No, but I like how you start off that I roped you in. That's such a great intro.
No, you guys... No, it's not like in that sense, but you looped us into it.
Yeah. We probably...
And it was awesome.
Yeah, lucky to be in the event business for 30 years, working for Peter Jacobson for 20 of those, and you see a lot of great things, but that a lot of nice people do for others. And this event, when Stan and I got together, just loved, respected what he's done in his career for others, and especially at his time at West Point. We didn't quite honestly know how good it was going to be, so we probably embellished it a little bit. But that helicopter landing with four Green Berets, one of them that had been seriously injured in Afghanistan and carried down the good old red, white, and blue with his one good arm, and he used his mouth and his good arm to raise it. There was not a dry eye in the place, and literally it changed the event to something that I'd never been a part of before.
Yeah, and all the benefits go to the USO. And it goes
Green Beret, the
Green Beret Foundation. Yep. And it goes back to troops, because you mentioned Stan Brock's connection with West Point. He was the head football coach at West Point. And it all goes back to military servicemen and women and their families. And that is why, when you mentioned that and the raising of the flag, like, it gives me chills again just thinking about it. And then the next day when you show up and you have the fishing derby and you see the men and women, the service members there, and they're piling into the boats, and these people are all out there going out early in the morning. It's pitch black out, and they go out, and they're fishing all day long, and kind of the stories that you hear coming off the boats and from all the people, it was an awesome event, and you guys went from 28 boats.
How many are you up to?
You know, we thought we would sell about 12 last year, and we sold 28. This year, we're going to cap it at 40. So it's literally like a golf tournament on water, if you think about it. But the first place prize is $20,000, second place prize, $10,000. The big fish, which my dad caught, was $5,000.
He caught it fast, right? If I remember right, it happened pretty quick, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, he's still telling me about it every day. So if he'd like to be on your show, telling, you know, first fish he's ever caught was 33 pounds. But, you know,
Wait, hold on. That was the first fish he ever caught?
No, but he's acting.
Story, Dusty. It's, well, he grows
I'm
every
just
day.
I'm sitting there and I'm going, wait.
Cam, he's tough to work with.
Yeah, he doesn't do that.
You know, the inspiration behind it was when Stan was at West Point. They all see duty on that football team, mm-hmm. and his quarterback was killed in the line of duty. His left tackle and right tackle lost a leg. He became very close with Seth Neiman, who came here last year on his one leg, and gave a speech about, you know, what men and women do to defend the freedoms we have every day. And so Stan was visiting him in the hospital, and Stan had a saying that, hey, it's far from the heart, get back in there. Yeah. And this guy's like, hey, coach, I need to get back in there and back over defending our country. And Stan's like, no, it's not far from your heart. It's pretty close.
Sure.
You've done what you said you would do and more. So Stan is just a man, everyone can jump on that guy's back. He does a lot for others.
Yeah. You guys, so that event is coming back on September 11th, and you guys sold out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 9/9 and 9/10. So last year, I think it was appropriate that it was on 9/11. We brought in Coach Bobby Knight, although I'm not sure Coach Knight knew he was here. He was quite the character.
He's a blast.
He had a lot to say.
He did?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. Did you buy a fly rod from him?
No, I didn't get a chance to.
Holy cow. He's still trying to sell fly rods.
No, good for him.
Yeah. We sold a chair, though, that he signed for $500.
Did he throw it before he before he signed it?
He can't throw anything anymore. He can't. No. No, we put him in a chair. And yeah. No. But Stan's bringing in a two-star general, and we're working on a couple of other celebrities to come in and partake. And, yeah, that night before, if you want to go to Stan Brock's Black and Gold website, and then you can click on the Northwest and see what the event is all about. The video of the helicopter landing is on there, and we're working potentially on a PT boat landing. So maybe we have people come from land, sea, and air this year. It's going to be amazing.
Oh my goodness.
Are you guys coming to the dinner?
Yeah.
It's free food, so I know you guys will be there.
What, are you kidding me?
You're going to have us, we will be there.
So last year, the chefs came up from New Orleans.
Yeah.
Remember the original? I remember Stan telling me they were going to bring up the entire, his trailer. Now, something happened, but then you guys made a full kitchen outside.
Yeah. So Stan has become friends with a lot of the top chefs down in New Orleans because he was there for 13 years.
Yeah. And you do this, and it happens in New Orleans too. It's same event.
Yep. Totally different event. I mean, you're down in the South, the Bayou. It's a whole different. I had no idea. I went this year to volunteer, and it was crazy, different thing. But they did. I mean, alligator last year and halibut cheek, and it was stunning. And Pacific Seafood, who is a strong partner, they provide all the protein. The Safeway and Safeway Foundation is heavily involved, and you know, a lot of the people we deal with: Les Schwab, Standard TV and Appliance, Union Bank, a lot of top dogs support this event, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Well, you also are part of the Les Schwab Golf Tournament, which is coming up next month as well. And that is another one. You are involved with a lot of great charities and causes in the work that you're doing. Stan Brock's, and obviously the great causes with the men and women's services. Mm-hmm. Maurice Lucas Foundation in their golf tournament that they have.
Yeah, Heritage Foundation also.
And now the Les Schwab Golf Tournament is Lines for Life is what they're benefiting. And that's coming up right around the corner too.
Yeah. So I'm involved in a lot of these cause I'm cheap, I guess. So, the Lines for Life is
you're not going big heart. You're going to
cheap heart. It's very close to me. If you don't know what Lines for Life is, but they deal with suicide prevention. I think they took 85,000 calls last year.
Incredible.
They have a youth line where they actually coach and teach, young students to pick up the phone when someone on the other end is struggling. They do drug addiction and mental wellness. And unfortunately, it's becoming a bigger and bigger issue, or at least it's kind of like divorce was in the old day, that no one got divorced, but now everyone's talking about mental illness and suicide prevention. So I met Jordan through Joey Harrington, and Jordan said, hey, I want to start an event. And I said, here's the perfect time to tie in with a great community partner in Les Schwab, as we all know. I mean, that company, sitting with them, They just give and give and give. And so the idea is that starting next week, you can go to any local Les Schwab tire dealership or store and make a donation. And we got these very, very cool. I hope they're very cool because it was my idea. If not, then we're on the fence on whether they're cool like or that. Not. But they're a tire stress ball. You know, and the idea is make a $5 donation, you get one of these cool tire stress balls because life is stressful no matter who you are. Mm-hmm. And then Jordan is going to be our celebrity host. The tournament is September 21st, Friday out at the Reserve. You can go to Lions for Life to learn more about the golf tournament. We're almost sold out. We probably have one, maybe two foursomes to go, and then we're sold out. And every first place winner gets a set of tires. Every second place winner gets a popcorn machine.
What?
Wow. Yeah, right.
This is the total Les, like you're getting the Les Schwab deal here.
Yeah. Yeah. So awesome. We're trying to change it up. It's been a long time tournament and they do it great. They do an amazing job and they just said, hey, how do we take it, maybe notch it up a little bit? And popcorn machines and tires was my big idea.
Better than that.
No.
Are you kidding me?
No. That is awesome. When you think of Les Schwab, free popcorn,
yeah.
Great tires.
Yeah, and it's great perfect. People. Yeah. So.
Absolutely.
Okay, I have a couple questions for you about organizing fishing tournaments and golf tournaments.
Yep.
With golf tournaments, as an organizer, how infuriating is handicap fudgers?
Well, even back in the Fred Meyer Challenge days, we could almost write the names on the trophy before the tournament started. You had three groups that it was, you know, they were always, and it's amazing, they were the people probably with the most resources that literally, did you need the trophy that bad? Mm. So that's infuriating.
I'm an 18.
Yeah, I'm an 18. That is, you know, you deal every tournament, you know, yet it's such a game of honor, you know, so it's a struggle. It's, you know, down at the Jerry Harrington's, I mean, mm-hmm. we got at his Battle at Bandon, Chris McAllister, who I love, played at Arizona and played at Baltimore. I mean, that guy comes in as an 18 and he rips it down the middle.
Trust me, I know last time I played, was it 2 years ago, that Arizona won it and I went, really, Chris?
Yeah.
But you know what, hey. For good cause.
Well,
I don't get too wrapped up in about it.
Well, because Sean Elliott's on his team and everyone just loves Sean Elliott.
Sean's awesome.
So,
oh my gosh, he's one of the greatest dudes ever.
Class act. Yeah. So I'd say that last minute changes are tough. You know, we have Green Barn Events, which is the company I share with Athena Willems. It takes a team. So Joey has a great staff. Mm-hmm. Jordan has good people around him. Like it's literally the people around you that make the event successful. And keep you off the edge.
Yeah.
And the stress ball also helps that too.
I might need 10 of them.
Yeah. I'll bring one by.
All right. John Bladholm. If you want to learn more on Black and Gold, go to Stanbrock's Black and Gold website. Black and Gold.
It's just Stanbrock's Black and Gold. And then when you get there, just click on the Northwest. There are a couple of tickets left for the dinner.
Okay.
Which you guys will be.
You're dang right. I will be.
Yeah.
And then the Les Schwab Golf Tournament for Lions for Life, you may have a couple of spots still a bit available for that, right?
Yeah, it will sell out. It's at the end of September, and it sells out every year. But go check out Lions for Life. Go into a Les Schwab store and make a donation.
$5.
$5, or even make a $2 donation. But everything counts. We need to have a bigger call center, unfortunately, and more people to answer the phone. So thank you for the support.
You know what?
Anytime.
You say you're cheap. Mm. I think that they come to you because you do it right, and you actually care about the charities too. I mean, Lions for Life and all three of the big partners at Brock's Black and Gold.
Yeah, they're all good. Joey Harrington does an amazing thing for kids, students to keep them in state. Yep. He has his big chef off this weekend, so go check out the Joey Harrington Family Foundation site. It's three restaurants, three wines, three champagnes, three desserts. It's stunning, amazing fun, and some of the best food for the value you can find.
John Bladholm, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we put a bow on the show. Get you set for the day on The Fan next, 8:47. All right, we have good news, bad news. What do you want first?
Bad news.
Bad news. Today goes down as a earmark in history of a weird day. Buck whispered a sweet nothing in our ear. That was surprising. Hit us with it, Buck.
I learned from the Twitterverse that
Elvis Presley, Babe Ruth, and Aretha Franklin all passed away on the same day, August 16th. And as the tweeter pointed out, that would be the King of Rock, the Queen of Soul, and the Sultan of SWAT all passing on the same day.
Wow, crazy. King, Queen, and Sultan. Aretha Franklin died.
In threes. R.I.P. Aretha.
Mm-hmm. So that's the bad news. That's the bad news.
Okay.
Do you like the good news now?
Sure.
Is that our very own Andrew Nemec of The Recruiting Show with Andrew Nemec, which will not be on 1080 The Fan tonight. Mm-hmm. He had, well, not he, his wife.
He participated.
Had a child. Welcome to the world, yeah. Jordan Robin Nemec.
Congratulations. Life changes now.
Mom and baby are healthy.
Good news.
Nemec is, he's a journalist.
He's
so
in support mode.
They usually aren't very healthy individuals, you know, no. Journalists. No. People in the media world.
Yeah. You know? Nemec's hair looked good in the pictures he posted. So
he did look really good. His hair did look
fresh.
On point. So congratulations to the Nemec family. We are very happy for you. More bad news. That means there will be no recruiting show with Andrew Nemec tonight as he is being a dad. So congrats to them. If you missed any of our show, Les Schwab Tires podcast, 1080thefan.com. Mm-hmm. Listen to it. We had John Bladholm on. You just heard him. He's a really interesting dude. We talked a lot about Jordan Ramsey ripping quarterbacks. Throwback Thursday was one of my favorites today because I thought of all the old homes, TV homes and families you wanted to live in.
Yeah.
Final answer. We said a lot of them on here that we were just coming to mind. Which is the one that you would want to live in? TV home or family that you'd want to live in.
I'm joining up with Ricky Schroeder in the Silver Spoons.
That is your
mansion.
Number one answer.
Number one.
After our discussions, I got to go Jetsons with all the futuristic stuff.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah.
Cartoon, though.
The it came down to me
down to
between the Jetsons and, oh, I forgot to say Pee-wee's Playhouse, too, as a kid.
Francis.
Cherry.
But I'm going with a little place called South Fork Ranch, the Ewing Mansion from Dallas.
You're an oil man, aren't you?
Oh, man.
Oil that it up.
As you did the recap, don't forget we started with I'm trying, Jennifer.
Yeah, we had C.J. McCollum. He was in the show today with I'm trying, Jennifer. And I unveiled some pretty risque tweets from Jennifer herself right before C.J. McCollum.
Was it Choco Delight 1980, something like that?
Choc Delight 1980. Jennifer Williams, she's apparently she tweeted out she's an info and it's hard to find a good man. The options are flaky right now for her.
Little struggle.
But now she's an instant celebrity, and I'm trying Jennifer's a Blazers new hashtag. All right. Oh, and the Marlins suck in her Bush League.
A lot of good stuff today.
Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow's Friday.
It is. And where will we be?
We'll be out at the Pumpkin Ridge Portland Open.
Your Winco Foods Portland Open out of Pumpkin Ridge, baby. 6 to 9 a.m. Come join us. Up next is the Herd with Colin Cowherd, 9 to noon, noon to 3, during Breakthrough to 7. Primetime with Isaac and Souk. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you Friday right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.